We're living in a world that's facing a crisis of beauty. That's according to visionary artist Ginger Gilmore.
I think that if we're all very honest, the images that we live amongst are empowering the destructive aspects of life. And the only time that we have images like that throughout history is when beauty is forgotten. And we're not talking about the glamour of page three. We're talking about the beauty of a sunset, beauty of the flowers, the beauty of who we are, and how we can care for each other and be guardians of this planet.
When you say the images that we're seeing and exposed to, do you mean these in terms of artistic images or just images generally all around us?
In the past, let's say if we go back to the Middle Ages, symbols were very, very important to us. The artisans, the shamans, the medicine men were in charge of the images that we would see. The craftsmen, they were proud of the door handles. Everything that was pretty much around us was made by a human being that also had an awareness of the importance of the invisible aspect of what we are. The images that we see today, they're not made all by human beings, and often the ones that are not there to liberate us, to contact the stillness of what we are. It's just not the art. Everything we're exposed to, even when we walk down the street, we're not looking at the trees. We're not feeling the breeze on our shoulders. You know, we're looking at, I've got to get over there and go do this and go do that. We aren't taking time for ourselves so that we can feel the beauty of life. And that, for me, is the crisis of beauty. And artists have an opportunity to create forms, almost like a duty. It's just such a gift. And then we can inspire people to find that gift in the art of living.
Now, it seems that it's a lot of modern art, say sort of 1950s onwards, that seems to be the more, in inverted commas, ugly art, as opposed to the art prior to that, which seemed to be more beautiful. Is that because something's changed in our lives, or is it just because of a phase we have to go through? Or, in fact, have I got that completely wrong?
I don't think you have it completely wrong. I think that there's a different phases that art can contribute to the evolution of consciousness. And sometimes the door has to close for us to reopen it and revalue it. At least that's what I hope it was. What I find more important is that whether modern art is ugly or it isn't is a subjective aspect. I, as an artist, try to bring forth forms that allow me to radiate as a human being and inspire others to do the same. So therefore, it isn't looking at the object that's important. It's more to do with the intention behind it. Is it from positive imagination, or is it from negative imagination, which is just, let's just make an object and create an image that actually depresses a person? Or is it an object that uplifts the person? And that's what I judge art by throughout the ages.
Some people nevertheless will buy these depressing images. Is that, do you think, because they kind of want to be depressed, or in fact is it because it is so subjective that perhaps for them it's not really depressing?
I think, having studied psychology to a certain degree, that a lot of people don't know, and that they really are so programmed into accepting what is the spin, so to speak. They're told that these images will get them somewhere, but if they're really honest, I don't think they'll get it to the same place as when they sit by a beach or by a river.
I've heard some artists claim that the role of an artist is, in fact, to kind of ignite a reaction, and they're not really that bothered about whether the reaction is positive or negative. The point is there has to be a reaction. How much would you agree with that?
I think that the role of an artist is to inspire, to connect to life. Sometimes it will create a reaction, but hopefully, ultimately, it's an action that comes out of it that is uplifting. So it would really depend on what that artist had inside, why they needed that reaction.
And how much do you think of your intention as an artist actually goes into the piece of art? Yes, of course, there's the intention of what you're creating, but I'm talking about on an energetic level.
There's a very familiar and old saying, we are what we contemplate. And I really, really believe that what we think becomes. And I think with that, there's a responsibility. And at the moment, there's a man called Irvin Laszlo that talks very much about a vision for 2020 that deals with what can we do as people to help with the global warming, the type of lifestyle that we are all empowering that is not fulfilling and is quite depleting of the earth. And how do you change that? And I go along with him and many others to say that it's our thoughts that count. The sooner we recognize how much that actually affects our self-belief and the world around us, the easier it will be for us to take the next step in consciousness.
That's artist Ginger Gilmore.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.